Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Seinfeldia, How a Show About Nothing Changed Everything, by Jennifer Cation Armstrong, narrated by Christina Delane. Seinfeld is something I learned to do because I was given the opportunity. Then the show spiraled off into this whole other entity that I knew I had to serve, because it had its own desire to be something. Jerry Seinfeld. Introduction. The Baseball Game. Three women in big hair and flowered dresses, plus another in jeans, convulsed on the grass near third base. Earth, Wind, and Fire's shining star pumped through the speakers of the Brooklyn Cyclones minor league stadium for the world's most herky-jerky dance-off. Only one woman could be crowned the best Elaine. They writhed and spasmed as if their lives depended on it. And this was exactly what the sold-out crowd of 7,500 spectators had come for. The baseball game was beside the point. On July 5, 2014, the team stadium, nestled within Coney Island's boardwalk and hot dog stands, became its own carnivalesque attraction. A banner at the entrance to the field rebranded it Vandalay Industries Park for the day. The first 3,000 fans through the gate got bobble-headed dolls that looked like former Mets player Keith Hernandez. This meant showing up at least 3 hours early. There were reports of people later selling them for up to $60 to other desperate fans.